A tight flank of Republican leaders faced a crowded conference room at the Capitol on Wednesday. A banner proclaiming mining for jobs stood center stage, plastered to the podium. Senator Tom Tiffany, who now chairs the Senate Mining Committee, says the reworked plan assures mining companies of certainty in the process.
We've seen this with not just with iron mining in the state of Wisconsin, but with many of our regulatory processes. We've not had certainty for an applicant that you're going to get an answer. It's very important to get an answer because you look at the rankings for the state of Wisconsin with other governments across the world, state and federal. We've been ranked dead last in terms of certainty in the mining process.
Under the bill, the DNR would have no more than 420 days to issue or deny a mining permit. Citizens could challenge a permit, but only after the state issues it. Co-sponsor, Representative Mark Honnadel, says the certainty of a deadline is crucial for any company thinking of spending millions of dollars on an iron ore operation.
If permits are granted, then the company will definitely invest money in doing its exploratory phase, which takes another year. But let's not forget, during this initial startup phase, jobs will be created. You know, things will start to happen.
Honnadel says not only would communities closest to the mine benefit, the entire state stands to win because of the manufacturing components required. GOP leaders welcomed Iron County resident Leslie Colasar to the microphone. Colasar says she does not fear the possibility of an altered landscape or talk of tainted groundwater. Her region faces the immediate threat of rising unemployment and dwindling population.
Our youth leave in droves, and we are becoming increasingly more impoverished. We have an opportunity to return our area to prosperity. If legislation is passed that supports the return of the mining industry, it will benefit the entire state of Wisconsin. We ask that legislators not only consider the natural environment when voting on mining legislation, but also the human environment.
Colasar says mining stretches through her family lineage, from her grandfather's to her brother. She says she'd be proud if her 13-year-old son followed in the family tradition. As for other changes the new Republican bill made in the version the Senate rejected last year, Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter says it builds in more input.
There are noticing requirements that are expanded to provide greater public input, as you'll see in the draft. It usually utilizes electronic methods in addition to other traditional means. The draft requires an applicant to actively engage with the Army Corps of Engineers earlier in the permitting process than was previously required, so that's important.
Souter insists there will be room for modification before lawmakers finalize the bill. He thanked Democratic Senator Tim Cullen for the hearings he conducted on the issue while his party controlled the Senate following June's recall elections. No word yet on what Cullen plans to do with the information and testimony he amassed. As debate resumes at the Capitol, environmental groups already damn the newest document as one that puts the public and environment at risk. One provision would allow mining companies that damage wetlands to create new ones in other places. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.